The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning. Welcome to your Tuesday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day with your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo, produced by Joe Sebilia, with news guy Al Gattulo, and traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and kiddies listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. Of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all Christmases be white.
Good morning, Joe Piscopo with Francis Albert, 807 on AM 970. The Answer. Great to have you with us. Are you doing okay? Are you up and you're at 'em on the holidays, getting everything ready? Mamma mia. Yesterday was the day. Yesterday was the day. If you're just joining us, welcome to the show. I'm here. Joey Sebelius here producing. Matt Sambolin at the board. Debbie Duhaime is here. Kara's running social media. And Dean is answering your phone calls at 877-970-2999. We got the team here, and very proud to have this this great team, a young team with the old guy here on the radio. But so much has happened. But I was talking about it. The 6 o'clock hour, ordered my groceries. They couldn't find the house. Yeah, that was the best one yet. I called and I said, and some gal called. She was so harried. And usually they have at ShopRite, they have people that drive from ShopRite. So local people who need work will go to ShopRite and say, I'd like to deliver. So they pick up a couple bucks. You tip them and they will deliver to the house. I'm on the boondocks. And if you, and I'm on, actually with the virus is here, the virus is there, the spiking here. You know, I'm a hypochondriac enough to just say, well, maybe I don't want to be at a supermarket, but thank God I could at least call and they will deliver. Then they handed off recently to something called DoorDash. Have you heard of that? DoorDash? I don't know what that was. So DoorDash is apparently some kind of, they hand it off to an outside source. It's kind of like Easy Pass, I guess, where New Jersey does not run Easy Pass. They hand it off to somebody in another state, and it's the most confusing, ill-run organization in the world, Easy Pass is, you know? Well, that's the way DoorDash is. So the poor gal calls me, and I'm in the middle of wrapping all these gifts. I got everything going. It was shout out to my business partner, my pal, Stacy, who said, I'm coming to help you with. Yeah, I'm tired of you whining about the wrapping. I'm coming over. And she bought the reversible paper. Joe, did you know you can have reversible paper?
How cool
is that? Come on. How cool is that? So you got one on one side. You got one on the other
side.
Well,
what was the pattern?
Well, one was great. Like, one was a purple Santa, perfect for my daughter.
A purple Santa.
Purple Santa, that's right. It was like whatever reason they made the paper purple, and it was Santa. It was great. It was great. We did that. So then finally, the poor gal calls in the middle of that, and she can't find the house. And finally, she just left my groceries somewhere arbitrarily at somebody's house. She called. It was great because ShopRite called back and they went. This is my favorite story. I'm sorry. This is my life in a nutshell.
Are you Mr. Piscopo? Yes. How are you? Do you have a house with a
basketball hoop. Is there a blue house? No, that wouldn't be my house. Well, your groceries are there. Great. Let me check the Google Maps. You know, the Google Maps thing, and I'll check the whole neighborhood and I'll see where my groceries are. Oh, so they're still out there somewhere. Somebody got free groceries somewhere.
They're about as efficient as the USPS. Yeah, the Postal Service would do something like that.
Well, you know, I got to tell you that, David, the Postal Service has been pretty good for me so far this year. But you're absolutely right, kind of like that. So fine. Then they call back and they apologize. They said, "Oh, apparently you didn't get your groceries." I didn't know. Can we come tonight? And they delivered it, so it worked out. And these are first world problems, but only me. So hopefully you're going through. It's just so stressful trying to catch up with everything. I got the wrapping done thanks to my friend Stacy. God bless her. We did the whole thing. I can't believe we did everything. I didn't realize I bought that many presents for the kids, you know, but I did. And then what happens on Christmas Eve? This is the best. We celebrate day before because this year their mom gets the kids for Christmas time, right? Which is Christmas Eve and Christmas Thursday to Friday. So what we do, the other parent who doesn't have the kids on Christmas Eve, we have it the day before. So we celebrate kind of our Christmas like the day before. So I go, okay, great. So that means it's Wednesday to Thursday. So like the pressure is on, and so we have to do a whole thing. And I had to get everything ready, and what I'll do is really. It'll be our Christmas Eve Wednesday night, and I'll put everything under the tree, and we'll do it, and we'll celebrate it. And by the grace of God, it will work out. But I'm telling you, I'm at the age where I got everything settled. The girls took care of it, cleaned the house. I'm telling you what, they the best cleaning. You can't find good help, they always say. And we worked. I was taking the garbage out. They were putting the boxes that we had, and I took every. It was a great day like that. I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop. You know, something's gonna. I don't want to say it. The power will go out or something like that, but I'm going to stay on it. Hey, so the news today is there's some interesting items, of course, that I see outside the news. This $900 billion coronavirus relief deal Congress just brokered, I don't know what it does. $600 is not going to – I know it sounds a little pompous to say that, but our Americans need more than that. But they need – the businesses need help. You know, and maybe I would just say, just stop with the shutdowns, get everybody back to work and hand out like hydroxychloroquine, hand out some kind of drug that does work or some kind of a cocktail, something. Can we do something? But just to say, here's the money and we're going to stay locked down is not going to work. And is this curious or is it not? And I put this forth, 877-970-2999. Is if you all of a sudden there's a quote unquote second strain coming out of England, second strain, is it coincidental that it just happened when we get the vaccines? It's like they just don't want this to end. I mean, doesn't it sound bogus to you? Sounds totally bogus to me. We'll talk to Dr. Alan Kadish this hour about it, but because he's very grounded and down to earth, and me, I'm conspiratorial and a wacko on the radio. So I just really think, are they making this up? I mean, I don't think they're going to make it up. Another lockdown in England, but it's too coincidental. Am I right? So we'll see what's going on with the vaccine. Just be careful and we'll see what kind of vaccine you get, when you get it, if you can get it, how you can get it. I'm not even sure when I could get it. I think they're putting us in different tiers. So I think I have to wait till March or something. Although I don't mind because I have the antibodies. So it is, I think, right just to hold off a little bit, let somebody else who really needs it gets it, because I have the antibodies. And we'll talk to Dr. Kadish and see if the antibodies really keeps you from getting infected. Joe DeGeneva as well. We're going to see what's happening with the Supreme Court case regarding Pennsylvania going back to the United States Supreme Court out of the Supreme Court of the upper court in Pennsylvania. But what is going on? Do we have a path? Because you see the corruption. And then I hear news is going to break in Arizona. What's happening in Georgia? And also, by the way, in this election on January 5th in Georgia, they haven't fixed the voting shenanigans. They haven't fixed the voting fraud. You still don't have to match signatures. Stacey Abrams, this gal, all she's done, and she got her hand slapped once, and now she's going back there. They have 1.3 million votes in Georgia already, and they haven't fixed the voting fraud in Georgia. And I'm telling you, if the Democrats take over the Senate, then you got a problem. Because I read this story before, and I'm trying to find it on Twitter. Of course, I can't find it, and I was reading it off Twitter. But it was so let me paraphrase this story that is not in the news, that you will not hear in the news. But apparently, Rashida Tlaib and Ilhan Omar, your favorite anti-Semites in the Democratic Party, are down there campaigning to vote Democrat in Georgia. They're down there. They sent Omar and Tlaib down there. These are two racists, two anti-Semites, two people who hate America and they hate Israel. Yet do you see where we're going here? And then, listen to me. Then they brought in Linda Sarsour. Linda Sarsour is an avowed, self-avowed racist. She hates the Jewish community. She hates Israel. She is campaigning for the Democrats in Georgia. Where is the press? Where is the press reporting this? Oh, my God. I'm telling you. You know it. Like I always tell you. You got the Communist Party in China. You got the mainstream media from the United States. You got the globalists. You got Antifa. You have Marxist organizations. They're all working together to what? Rip this country down. That's what it is. What good would it do to have Tlaib and Omar and Sarsour and all the ilk of the socialist regressives in the Democratic Party, in the Senate, in the House, in the White House? And you think Joe Biden has the power to stop any of this? He does not. You know, he's lucky he knows what he's doing day to day, the poor guy, for crying out loud. I'm telling you, it's so vital. And that scares me. To bring Sarsour down, you know, and to make this like a religious thing, well, Allah says to vote. They actually said that. Allah, you should vote. All the Muslims should vote Democrat. Well, and again, it's not that they say Allah or Muslims. It's like if someone went down there and said, and I bet you they do have it on the way right wing, you know, saying God says to vote. You know, you have to vote, you know, or Jesus says to vote down in Georgia. You've got to vote the way Jesus votes. I don't want to hear any religion in that. I'm telling you what's going to save the country and what's not going to save the country. And if these folks get in, but to the point, if Omar and Tlaib are going to bring in Linda Sarsour, she's an anti-Semite. Why is no one reporting this? Why do I have to say this in the morning? And then a lot of things I say in the morning, I see there's an echo effect, you know, and then what we used to call the Piscopo echo effect, but just not, it's just that from the research that we do every single morning on the show, it's like I said about Joe Biden being a Manchurian candidate. That's a reference to the film, The Manchurian Candidate, the original one with Frank Sinatra, brilliant film, and about a guy coming in from that was in the service that got brainwashed by the Koreans. They come, the North Koreans, to come here and just to take down the president of the United States. Joe Biden, in my opinion, is a Manchurian candidate. He's owned by China. He's owned by the Communist Party. You know it, and I know it. And when Bill Barr steps up there, there's a press conference, and he goes, you know what? We're not going to go after Hunter Biden. You know, didn't you feel like, oh, my gosh. Didn't you do that? I did. I said, you shake your head, and you wonder. This is cracks me up. Why did you vote for Donald Trump? Because of everything that's happening now. That's why we voted for President Trump, you know? So you and I got to stay vigilant. That's all. Because I'm telling you the things that are breaking. And will we get through it? Yes, we will. And will we celebrate the holidays? Yes, we will. Will we say Merry Christmas? Yes, we will. Will we believe in law enforcement? Yes, we will. In the United States military? We will. In America? Yes, we will. We're not going anywhere because they're going to try to tear it down. And now the fight had really just begun, you know? And all that, people say, Donald Trump, he's losing it. He's this, he's that. He should concede and everything. That Trumpism, like my former dentist, Bill the Drill O'Neill, my buddy goes, there's Trumpism that will stay within, our country. And that Trumpism is America first. And we've got to keep America first. Otherwise, they're going to take it away from us. All right. Is that enough politics for the morning? Are you okay with that? All right. You call me. You tell me you disagree with me. Because you're welcome to jump on the air with us at 877-970-2999. In the meantime, I'm going to drive Alan Kadish, Dr. Kadish, a little crazy and ask him every hypochondriac question about the coronavirus. And Joe DeGeneva will get right back to the politics. That's this hour, so put your seatbelt on, okay? And Debbie's out there on the roads looking out for you. Deb, how you doing this morning? All good with you?
I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm doing fine. I actually ended up going for a COVID test You know, and I was negative. I was negative. I thought I was, but, you know, somebody told me, oh, that person may have had it and they may have breathed in the same area you were in. I'm like, you know what? Let me just go.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, I was happy to know, that was negative, you know?
Yeah, so that's good. And you've not been any positive at all throughout this whole run, right?
No, thank goodness. Thank goodness. I keep wearing that little mask and hopefully it's doing the trick.
Yeah, I can't. I don't know. I don't know. And the vaccine,
I don't know.
When can we get the vaccine? We'll talk to Dr. Alan Kadish coming up, president of Toro College. Will join. Right now, Debbie's on the roads looking out for you. It's going to warm up a little bit today. Yay! But Debbie's got the traffic right now on AM 970 The Answer. Thank you, Debbie.
Thanks, Joe. We've got problems on the island right now. The LIE westbound at Jericho Turnpike. It's an accident. Two lanes blocked. It's an overturned truck over there. So watch for that. LIE west at Jericho Turnpike. We're still seeing volume at LIE west right out through Utopia Parkway. New Jersey Transit Northeast Corridor remains suspended between Metro Park and Trenton. It's all due to a pedestrian accident by the Edison train station that happened earlier this morning. 71st Street here in town between 1st and 2nd. They're still doing some Con Ed work heading over to that eastbound Gowanus slowing down up past the area of 38th Street. 15 southbound closed at the Weldon Road overpass in Jefferson with ongoing repairs. You'll be detoured around that. The New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur south at 18W. Watch out for a car fire. 18 north at Route 1 in New Brunswick. An accident as well. Partly cloudy today. High of 43. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhaime with Joe Piscopo. AM 970, The Answer.
Thanks, Debbie. You know what? Did you call Route 22 Toyota? If you call them at 855-621-9949, you can set up a test drive, right? Look, I heard you on Joe's show, and you can go over there to the state-of-the-art service center, which is spectacular. Alex Kinsella, general manager, is there. You don't got to deal with dummies, really. You got Alex and the team, and they're social distancing, fogging vehicles, which I absolutely love. And then Alex is going to tell you about those deals I keep telling you about. 0% interest up to 5 years, you know? Is that why zero down leases? Is that the smart way to buy or what? 855-621-9949. You know, get your car serviced. Check out the showroom. You're not going to believe how beautiful it is down there and how people are very nice and want to help you. And you don't have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. 0% APR financing up to 60 months. Zero down leases on some of your favorite Toyota models for qualified buyers. That's unbelievable. 855-621-9949. That is the number for Route 22 Toyota. You call them, you say, Joey sent me. I heard you on the Joe Piscopo show. What can you do for me? They'll know exactly what you're talking about. 855-621-9949, Route 22 Toyota, right there on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or again at Route22Toyota.com.
She sleeps hot, even when the weather outside is frightful.
Jack Frost here likes it cool.
Introducing the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, now temperature balancing, so you can sleep better together.
But will it keep me asleep?
Yes, it intelligently senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you both effortlessly comfortable.
Will I have more energy for holiday shopping?
Does Rudolph have a red nose? It's the final days to save up to $700 on new Sleep Number 360 smart beds, plus special financing. Ends Thursday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Did you know your family can save over $800 a year just by switching to Pure Talk from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile? Think about it. What could your family do with an extra $800? You don't even have to sacrifice coverage. Pure Talk is the same coverage, same bars as one of the big carriers, but they charge you half. You don't have to sacrifice customer service either. Their team is based right here in the U.S. and are some of the nicest people you'll ever talk to. I'm a customer. I don't want dropped calls or slow internet service, and I don't even notice a difference. Get unlimited talk, unlimited text, and 2 gigs of data for just $20 a month. And if you ever go over on data usage, they don't charge you for it. Grab your mobile phone, dial #250 and say Dennis Prager. When you do, you'll save 50% off your first month. Dial #250 and say the keyword Dennis Prager. Pure Talk is simply smarter wireless.
The holidays will be different this year. Also different is the way you're doing business. Adapting to the changes hasn't been easy, but never more important to succeed. The marketing team at Salem Surround gives you the tools needed to stand out and be visible to current and potential customers online right now looking for what you do. We can design a plan that targets potential customers with proven marketing strategies. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com.
take AM 970 The Answer anywhere you go with our mobile app. Get in on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo telling you about Relief Factor. You know why I keep telling you about Relief Factor? Because I love you. And you're gathered around our virtual kitchen table, part of this radio family. We love you. We love you being here. And if you're feeling pain, and you know you're feeling pain. I know you're feeling pain. And now you can get out of pain if you just at least try the three-week quick start from Pete and Seth Talbot. The three-week quick start, it's only $19.95. I keep telling you about a dollar a day to see if we can get you out of pain, right? And then after that, like I tell you, less than the cost of a cup of coffee a day to stay out of pain. And if I could clear the ice off of my stairs with my leg because my plow guy didn't show up. He finally did. I got a new guy, and he showed up and did great. And he actually cleaned the stairs. Thank you. But like I told you the day, I was cleaning the ice off with my knee, moving my knee in a lateral motion as I'm pushing all this stuff off the stairs, and no pain. And then last night working out when I shouldn't have worked out, and it was right before I went to bed. I said, let me bang out some push-ups. Let me see. Oh, and then I'll do some biceps. Let me do some back. And I turned around, you know, my bench, and I did some pull-ups like that. And you know what? No pain. I don't want to jinx it. I'm not going to jinx it, okay? All I know is I take Relief Factor, and all I know is I'm out of pain, and all I know is I think I can get you out of pain. And now we have this from Pete and Seth, the three-week quick start, discounted to only $19.95. To what? What is it? Come on, give it to me! To get you out of pain. ReliefFactor.com or call, please, 800-500-8384.
Dan Proft. Coming up tonight at 9 on AM 970, The Answer.
That's him, Bolo, doing the music. That sounds like my amplifier, my Fender amp, man, with the vibrato on it. Yes, God, from the 60s. Joe on the radio, 827 right now. Dr. Alan Kadish is the man, president of Touro College and New York Medical College. Doctor, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us.
Thank you so much.
Well, we appreciate it, Doc. I know how busy you are. We just wanted to get some things set before we go into the holidays, you know. Now, the efficacy of the vaccines, it's looking good. Is there one that we should take over the other, Dr. Kadish? And I know that New York is one of the spots that got most vaccines. Give us a breakdown, if you would, on this on these Moderna and Pfizer vaccines, sir.
So the two vaccines are pretty similar. In the following way. First of all, the way they work is similar. They, in both cases, what they do is they put some genetic material in the body and then have the body make the proteins that antibodies are produced against. So it makes a series of proteins that the virus makes, and then the body makes antibodies against it. So both of them have this similar new way of working. In both cases, they were tested on more than 25,000 people. The Pfizer case, about 44,000. Moderna, close to 30,000. And the effectiveness of both vaccines was pretty similar in the clinical trials, 94-95%. And serious side effects in both cases were very rare. Both of them are two shots, about 3 to 4 weeks apart. So that's also similar. The one difference is that the Pfizer vaccine is a little bit harder to store. It has to be stored at minus 70 as opposed to the Moderna vaccine, which doesn't require the same really cold temperatures. But in terms of effectiveness and the way they work, although they're not identical, they're pretty similar. Now, the one thing, of course, that everyone's worried about regarding the vaccines, which I know you're going to ask me about, is this new strain in England.
Yep.
And the reason I bring it up now is that Pfizer in particular has some pretty strong data that their antibodies are not just of one type that are produced with their vaccine, but of a few types that target different parts of the protein.
Mm-hmm.
Moderna probably works the same way, but perhaps doesn't have as much data. But at the end of the day, I think the vaccines are pretty similar, and so my basic answer to your question, Joe, is which one should I take?
Yeah.
I would say whichever one you can get,
because
we don't have enough vaccine for everybody right now. So
then,
I'm pretty comfortable with both.
Yeah, and then what happened with the Pfizer when they said, well, if you get the allergic reaction, there was such a minute amount of people that got an allergic reaction, Dr. Kadish, but if you got an allergic reaction, don't take the second dose. I mean, does that diminish the power of the vaccine if indeed you don't take the second dose? It would seem that it would, yes?
So we don't know for sure, but what we do know, and we don't know for sure because the studies weren't designed to test one dose. So we don't know for sure, but what we do know is that in the Pfizer study, when they looked at immunity after just one dose, they found a lot of immunity. So I think that that's a good recommendation because there's evidence that you get pretty good immunity from the first dose, and why take the chance of the allergic reaction with the second dose? So I'm comfortable with that. I would be comfortable if I couldn't receive two doses, I'd be very comfortable with getting a single dose based on the data that's available, although admittedly, it's not as well studied as the two-dose regimen, which is why everyone who can get two doses should get two doses.
Yeah, understood. Is this second strain, and forgive me, Doc, I love you're very measured. You are so measured, and I appreciate the good doctors, kind enough like yourself, Dr. Kadish, that come on are measured like that. I'm a conspiratorial wacko on the radio, and I worry about everything. I go, so with this, all of a sudden there's a second strain right when the vaccines come out. Right when the vaccines come out, there's a second strain. Why am I suspicious that that is just a propaganda? And Lord knows I hope it's not, Doc. Give us your thoughts on that, please.
So first of all, there are lots of strains. Mutations, which is a little change in the DNA, happen in viruses all the time. And even before this new strain in England, when you looked at the virus all around the world, there were minute differences in the genetic material of viruses in different places in the world. And in fact, that's one of the ways that are used to detect how the virus spread is by looking at those little changes in genetic material. So we've known for months that there's a lot of differences or called diversity in the virus. Obviously, those changes are small. They don't affect the basic way the virus works. And it doesn't appear to have had any impact on the vaccine's effectiveness with the strains that were around at the time that the vaccines were tested. What's new about this one is that up till now, most of the strains, we think, we don't know for sure because COVID has happened so rapidly that we haven't been able to learn everything right away. And that's frustrated a lot of people. And we understand, scientists and physicians understand that. People are doing the best they can, but they understand that it's frustrating when recommendations and knowledge change. But that's the nature of a disease that spreads so fast and so rapidly. So up till now, we don't have clear evidence that the different strains made a difference in the way the virus behaves. What's different about the strain that was detected in the United Kingdom in London is that it seems to spread more rapidly. There's no evidence that it's more dangerous, and there's no evidence yet about the vaccine not working. Although, of course, it's too early to have that evidence, but it seems to spread a little bit more rapidly. And that's why there's the focus on this second strain. But it's not that there's never been another strain. There have been other strains all over the world. We know about those. The difference with this one is it seems to spread more rapidly. So So there's a lot of things that have happened about COVID in terms of timing. You know, and there's this old, you know, the old thing you see on TV shows, there's no such thing as a coincidence. But so many things have been happening with COVID that it's hard for me to imagine how anyone would have created this second strain just in time to frustrate the vaccine. I'm sorry, Joe. I just can't put it together.
I thought maybe they were just saying it. I thought they were just being dramatic about it. But you know what? Guys like myself, with a father of children and a hypochondriac myself, I worry about everything, and I adhere to it, and I listen to all. So hopefully they're being truthful with us. So your words are assuring.
Well, look, there are things we don't know, and it is definitely concerning and worrisome, but no reason to say yet that anything dramatic has changed. We think, we don't know for sure, but we think the vaccine will be effective. And as I said, it doesn't seem that this is more lethal, this strain. It just seems to spread a little bit more rapidly. But again, so much is happening so quickly that we can't be sure. We're doing the best we can, and it's frustrating not knowing everything.
Yeah.
For the scientists as well as the public.
And what about this, like the flu? Everybody's saying, where's the flu? How do you not have any flu cases? Are they just if you go in, you got sniffles and it is the flu, they're going to say, oh, you have COVID. Are they just telling us we have COVID when we really have the flu? What, could you clear that up? No, everybody's wondering, where's the flu this year?
Well, look, I don't think it's a big mystery for two reasons. One is, the flu vaccine's effectiveness varies from year to year. And it may just be that this happens to be a year when the flu vaccine is one of the better vaccines. But the second more important thing is that people have been isolating. They've been wearing masks. They haven't been congregating. All those things that are being done to help COVID help decrease the spread of the flu. Now, I'm not suggesting that we should go into hibernation because of the flu. The flu is much less dangerous than COVID, and we accept as part of our normal lives of the great thing about this country and this region, which is people get together, they meet, there's energy in groups, there's exchange of ideas, there's culture, there's science, there's technology that gets developed through all these exchanges. So I'm not saying we should go back to things the way they were, but we accept the fact each year, a certain number of people are going to die from the flu. It's you know, no one wants to say this out loud, but we know that's the price we pay for being social, interactive beings. So it's no surprise that when we cut back on those interactions, that there's less flu. Nobody should be surprised about that. And we hope it continues through the winter. And you know, there was also a big push for people to get flu vaccines. So we didn't have a flu epidemic at the same time we had a COVID pandemic, and it seems to have worked, which is great news.
Well, I'll tell you what, you make everything sound, calm us down a little bit, Dr. Gatiss. We appreciate it like that, you know. Oh, and that too, I got to ask you, because this is really all selfish. I mean, I got the antibodies. Should I take the vaccine? Should I wait? I should take the vaccine, you said, right? And then, should I get tested again? And how long will the antibodies last? I know we got to let you go, Doc, but just hypochondriac power on the radio. Yeah.
So the answer is, the recommendations are that even if you've had the flu, you should take the vaccine, because it turns out that the vaccine gets more immunity than having the COVID itself. It creates such high levels of antibodies. But if you already have had COVID and you have antibodies, there's no need to rush. Let other people get it first.
There you go.
Let them get protected. And then, you know, if something crazy comes up, you'll know about it before you get the vaccine and you can be prepared. So I would say recommendations are to get it, but you don't need to rush. Let other people take it first.
Yeah.
Let them get protected and make sure nothing bad happens. And you'll be good, Joe. We need you, so you'll be good.
Dr. Gatiss, thank you so much, my friend. We appreciate it. Happiest of holidays to you, Dr. Allen. And God bless you. We'll talk after the holidays. Thank you. I'll do the best I can. Dr. Allen Gatiss, president of Touro College, New York Medical College. You wonder why we have Dr. Gatiss on. So I can ask him about myself. I mean, really, I worry about myself with the antibodies, vaccines. Oh, hypochondriac. Hey, 8:38 with Joe on the radio. Joe DeGeneva standing by. Let's take a break with the news, and we're coming right back right here on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
38 degrees, clouds in Central Park. What's going on? We have the answer. Three major airlines are agreeing to have travelers show a negative coronavirus test in the UK before flying to New York. Governor Cuomo has asked Delta, Virgin Atlantic, and British Airways to require the test after a new virus strain emerged in the UK recently. A new coronavirus relief package heading to President Trump's desk. Congress passed the $900 billion measure Monday night as part of a larger spending package. The package includes $600 direct payments to millions of Americans. Those payments are expected to go out as soon as next week. Unemployed workers will also get extended benefits of $300 a week. Mayor de Blasio, not a happy camper.
It's something, but it's months late. It's billions short. It has no direct aid to localities. There's so much missing, you can't call the stimulus.
Partly sunny, breezy today, temperatures in the mid-40s. You now know what's going on. I'm Bill Gagan, AM 970. The Answer. Time for traffic. Here's Debbie Duhane.
Thank you so much, Bill. Let's go to the LIE westbound right at Jericho Turnpike. That overturned truck still out there. Two lanes remain blocked here in Nassau County on the LIE. It's kind of busy for you on the Cross Bronx westbound getting out toward 3rd Avenue. New Jersey Transit, the Northeast Corridor service, is suspended between Metro Park and Trenton. It's all due to a pedestrian accident near Edison Path. Will be cross-honoring at Newark Penn and at 33rd. 71st Street closed here in town between 1st and 2nd. With that broken water main, traffic slowing down on the westbound BQE getting down toward McGinnis-Humboldt. And you're seeing delays on the northbound Van Wyck getting up toward Kew Gardens. Expect some delays on the New Jersey Turnpike Western Spur south at 18W. That's a car fire, 206 in Roxbury, accident clear by International Drive, 18 north at Route 1, accident cleared. You now know where not to go. I'm Debbie Duhame with Joe Piscopo, AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Bank of America. When questions find you, Merrill Edge Self-Directed Investing has personalized tools and insights to help you find answers. Get started at merrilledge.com/withinreach. Merrill Lynch, Pierce, Fenner & Smith, Incorporated. Registered broker, dealer, member SIP.
All right, Joe DeGeneva is going to join us momentarily. I want to tell you about the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, marking its season of hope, and they need your help. The foundation is honoring America's heroes by donating 36 homes in 36 days. That's one home a day from Thanksgiving through New Year's Eve. Tunnel to Towers is gifting homes in more than two dozen states across our nation. They're bringing hope to great Americans, our catastrophically injured veterans, Gold Star and fallen first responders, families. The foundation is giving thanks to all of those who have sacrificed so much for us, you know, and we look to you to help our nation's heroes. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good, please. Donate $11 a month. This is your Christmas gift to those who put their lives on the line for us every single day, okay? You go to t2t.org, please. That's T, the number 2, t.org, t2t.org. Help bring hope to America's heroes and their families. t2t.org.
Hi, this is Joan Herman, host of Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life's Conversations with Joan. Each week, I delve into the minds of some of the most inspirational and influential people in the world. From health and wellness to professional development to personal well-being, changemakers join me to provide the tools needed for personal and professional growth, improved health and well-being, and self-empowerment. Conversations with Joan connects the dots between mind, body, soul, and spirit. Start your week on a positive note. Tune in to Conversations with Joan every Sunday night at 10 p.m. right here on AM 970 The Answer. If you miss a show, you can listen to it across all major podcast networks. To learn more about Conversations with Joan or the Change Your Attitude, Change Your Life brand, visit CYACYL.com. That's CYACYL.com.
Gregory Floyd, host of Reaching Out, gets answers to the tough questions from people in the know.
With us, very special guest, Michael E. McMahon, the district attorney from Staten Island. Many law enforcement officials have been sounding alarm about the new criminal justice laws that will go into effect. Can you discuss your major concerns in the areas of discovery and bail reform?
Sure. If someone burgles a house on Monday night and it would be released the next day, could do it again on Tuesday night to another home, and it could be found in his or her pocket, a picture of my home playing for Thursday night, the judge has to let that person go because burglary is not a violent crime. So what the legislature did is it tied the hands of judges.
Excuse me for a second. I'm going to be sick. New York State is open for criminals.
It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 1:30 on AM 970, The Answer.
Listen to us online at AM970TheAnswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Joe Piscopo on the radio. It's 844. Joe DeGeneva, kind enough to join us, former U.S. attorney, one of the most brilliant legal minds you will find absolutely anywhere at any time, and an all-around he is the Renaissance man, Mr. DeGeneva is. Hey, Joe, welcome back to the show, sir. Great to have you with us, and Merry Christmas, my friend.
Merry Christmas, Joe. Great to be back.
Well, Joe, break it down for us. A lot of folks are hanging on. We're waiting to January 6th. Is there something going to happen? We're hearing about Arizona. We see the evidence that Mayor Giuliani, that yourself and Victoria and that Jenna Ellis have put forth. We've seen it firsthand. We don't have to look for it. It's right there on video. It's right there in affidavits. Yeah. It's sworn affidavits that for a penalty of going to jail if the people are lying. In the name of God, Joe, will the Supreme Court take up this court case regarding Pennsylvania, sir?
Well, it's going to be tough for them not to, but they've managed to just about ignore everything with the exception of Judge Alito in the one case, by the way, which is still pending up there. I'm not quite sure what all of these legal remedies do in the court at this point, given the fact that the court has not acted. We have the electors meeting on January 6th in a joint session with the House and the Senate. Right. For the counting of the electors. We know at that time there are going to be a number of Republican members of the House who are going to raise objections to the electors that are going to be named for the four key states. What we don't know is whether or not a senator, which is required under the law, will sign an objection letter with one member of the House, which will then start a debate. Mm. We still need the legislatures in the four states to send. They have sent alternative electors in the name of their state. And those are the electors that are going to be put forward by a member of the House and a member of the Senate. Of course, the litigation has been filed by the president in the Supreme Court, appealing three of the decisions that they rejected his pleas on the basis of standing. So now he personally has sued as the candidate in the Supreme Court directly asking, and he has filed what's called a petition of certiorari, which is a discretionary writ that the court can issue to hear the cases. They have not as yet ruled. They could hear that case on an expedited basis and rule on matters involving Pennsylvania and other states. So it's a wide open field. We're still working hard, and everyone is obviously tirelessly pursuing each one of these avenues.
Yeah, so, and no matter what happens, I mean, you got to run this down, Joe. Am I right? You got to run it down. I told Mayor Giuliani, we had Pina Navarro was on, everybody's, and we appreciate you when you come on, Joe. It's like you got to, even if, let's say it goes by January 6th, and maybe Tom Cotton is that senator, and there's a debate, and then Joe Biden ends up, you still got to run it down. Because as Americans showing up, being so enthused to have a president that believed in this country and to have it ripped away in such a false fashion, that just sears our heart as patriots, Joe DeGeneva. And I know you understand that more than most, sir.
Well, I don't think there's any doubt that all of the available evidence that's now on the public record indicates that the election on November 3rd was problematic, to say the least. And
exactly.
In the four states of Pennsylvania, Michigan, Georgia, Wisconsin, that there were major, major problems with violations of the state constitutions, violations of state law, illegal ballots being cast, dead people voting, people who don't live in the state voting, people voting multiple times, non-compliance with mail-in, mail-out, and absentee balloting. It seems to me that anyone who cares deeply about democracy and our republic and elections cannot ignore the incredible disaster that November 3rd was, at least in those four states and in the major cities in those states. The evidence is now overwhelming that there were major irregularities and illegalities in each one of those states. And indeed, one of the most amazing things is the Wisconsin Supreme Court ruling where they refused to intervene, but they found all of these violations of the law in their opinion. They just didn't want to do anything about it.
Amazing.
I don't understand how a court can say that and then say the remedy of throwing out ballots is too harsh. Well, what about the remedy for the people who voted legally and that their votes were diluted by
Thank
the counting
you.
Of the illegal ballots
Thank
that
you.
The court will deal with? I mean, there's no way that a court can ignore this type of illegal voting and say, well, it's just too difficult to remedy. That's nonsense. You either have a remedy and have a court system or you don't. The thing that bothers me also is this criticism of the president for using the court system to vindicate his rights. Every American understands that the rule of law requires us to do just that. and to avoid violence or in the streets or trying to overturn elections through armed revolt. The president is doing exactly what any citizen should do. He's vindicating his rights through the court system. We can ask no more from any citizen or president than that. And I think the criticism of him is just outrageous. It's just awful. What do they expect him to do? They know he's a fighter. He's not going to give up, but he's doing it the right way. He's challenging it through the courts and in the state legislatures.
And no matter what happens, Joe DiGenova, you're absolutely right. We just want to know. We want to get to the bottom of it. And if we don't do it now, it just plain ain't going to happen. Joe, before we let you go, Bill Barr, you know, we always appreciate and respect Attorney General Barr, but not now putting a special counsel for this Hunter Biden case, not investigating or seizing these voting machines. What is your take on the whole Bill Barr press conference yesterday, sir?
Well, Bill Barr is a wonderful guy. I've known him for 30 years. There's some of the things he's done recently I don't understand, and I haven't spoken with him about it, obviously. I would have appointed a special counsel. He decided not to. I think the Hunter Biden family thing is so serious, and it involves so many complex legal issues and possible compromise of national security that you have to have a special counsel. Can you imagine when the new attorney general takes over under Biden, if he, assuming he is elected, the first thing he has to do is decide whether or not to fire the U.S. attorneys who are investigating the Biden cases? I mean, what a way to start. They should all be insulated by having them named special counsel. He didn't do it. It's probably not going to happen. I don't understand it. I would have done so. But I'm not going to throw a hammer at Bill Barr, because what he did do was he declared that the president had been spied on. He indicated that the Russian hoax was a fraud. He threw out the case against Michael Flynn. He accused the FBI of acting illegally and improperly in the FISA warrants. Bill Barr has done an amazing job under very difficult circumstances. Nobody's perfect, and he's still my guy.
Well, Joe DiGenova, we appreciate your expertise and always coming on the show. Buon Natale, my dear friend. Victoria. And I can't wait till this clears up. We can get together, Joe. Thanks for your a privilege to have your expertise on the program, sir. Thank you, Joe.
God bless. Merry Christmas.
You too, indeed. Joe DiGenova right there with Joe Piscopo on the radio. 852. We blew off a whole bunch of commercials just so we could talk to Mr. DiGenova. Let me get to them now, if I may. And the first and foremost, right up front, is Balance of Nature. You know I love Balance of Nature because, for me, it builds up my immune system because it's fruits and vegetables in capsule form. That's all Balance of Nature is. And you see Dr. Howard on TV, right? How beautiful those commercials look, Balance of Nature commercials. Well, that's what's in Balance of Nature. It's a vegetarian capsule, 100% whole food plants, fruits, and vegetables. Within the fruits and vegetables are antioxidants. The antioxidants go in your body and fight all the bad things, the scratchy throat, the fatigue, the mental fatigue, you know, the virus, cold or flu. It fights it all. I cannot make a clinical claim here because we're very careful on the radio not to do that. But I will tell you this. This product, Balance of Nature, builds up my immune system in a miraculous way. And I'm so indebted to Dr. Howard and the family for coming up with this product, because if it could build up my immune system, I think it will build up yours. And now this from the Howard family. Free shipping and 35% off. How about that? Any new preferred order? A Balance of Nature. Hey, it's time. It's time. You got to build up your immune system and have better overall health now. 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or go, please, to balanceofnature.com. Please remember the discount code, the answer.
Safety has been on our minds in 2020, maybe now more than ever. It's especially important for women to be aware, vigilant, and prepared. That's why you or someone you love ought to carry Tiger Lady. Tiger Lady is the defense tool based on one of nature's best defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It's easy to use, lightweight, and can be carried anywhere. If you ever feel threatened, give it a squeeze. The claws will appear like a real-life Wolverine. Tiger Lady's claws are hollow and designed to collect DNA if you have to defend yourself, making it easier to identify a perpetrator. Recommended by self-defense instructors, police. It's carried by thousands who say they feel more confident when they carry Tiger Lady. 2020 has been a tough year, so Tiger Lady is making it even more affordable to give the gift of safety this holiday. Go to TigerLady.com. Use the promo code MikeG for a limited time. Save 30% off your entire order, plus free shipping. That's TigerLady.com. Use the promo code MikeG. Go to TigerLady.com today. Promo code MikeG.
Thank you, Mike Gallagher. That's our man, 10:05, Mike Gallagher, you know, on AM 970, The Answer. Hey, Mike Lindell, another great Mike I heard from. I sent Mike a Christmas card, a little Christmas card he got back. What a great guy Mike Lindell is. He cares about you. He loves you. Remember, you know, I always say this is a radio family here on AM 970 with Piscopo and Sebelian and now Matt Sambolin for Al and Debbie, you know, and everybody here. Kara is here. We're here. We're family. That's the way Mike feels about his MyPillow family, really. So that's why he has these great deals. Loves you. And he will tell us, I love the audience of AM 970. So he's got $29.98 for a standard queen premium MyPillow. Boom! $29.98. It's regularly $69.98. Has a $40 savings. And kings are just $5 more. $29.98 for a standard queen premium from Mike Lindell. And he extends his 60-day money-back guarantee for you to March 1st. Will you go to MyPillow.com? Will you please do that? MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. Not only that, you get great discounts on those Giza Dream bed sheets. Oh, I'm going to tell you, last night I was thinking about you. I don't want to sound creepy, but I was thinking about it. I was thinking, these sheets are so comfortable. I have to tell you about it in the morning. Giza Dream bed sheets you can get discounts on. MyPillow mattress topper. MyPillow towel sets. 800-651-0798. It's 800-651-0798. Or again, go please to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code AM970. Joe Lumberg is our guy. Joey, how are we doing today, weather-wise?
Going to get better. We'll see enough sunshine with a gusty breeze to dry things out and get into the mid-40s, so an okay day today. Not bad tomorrow. Enough sunshine to get to around 40 or so. It'll be a lot milder than that Thursday, but there's going to be a price to pay. All that snow that's still in piles around the tri-state is going to get erased by some windswept heavy rain late Thursday, and particularly Thursday night with temperatures in the 50s. And then it's all going to freeze up on Christmas Day as it turns much, much colder. Temperatures are going to go down through the 30s, may actually end up in the upper 20s by sundown on Christmas.
Wait, so walk me through it if you would, Joe, and I always appreciate it. So Christmas Eve, there's rain coming in Christmas Eve, you say?
Yeah, it's rain. It's going to be a sideways rain. Winds gusting like 40 to 50 miles an hour. Wow. And we could see an inch and a half of rain easily. And then you get up Christmas morning. Yeah. Temperatures will probably be dropping into the 30s. The rain will be moving out. There may be a few snowflakes, but I think it's mostly a rain event, and it's over with. And then Christmas Day, clouds, some sun, but a gusty wind, and temperatures continue to fall through the 30s.
All right, thanks. Allergy report, not so bad today, I hear, Joe.
It's very low, and it's brought to us by Balance of Nature again today, and it is very, very low across the air.
Well done. Joe Lumberg, you the man, you the man. How you doing with your bike inside the house? Is that working for you? Is that working?
You know, it's okay. It's not what I like, but, you know, hey, I've got goals for 2021, and I can't get them done if I do nothing.
Do you take your bike and put it on a device, or do you get
I sit it on a little bike, lock the back wheel in, and then just spin my little brains away and then sweat at it.
I love it.
Joe, you look at me like I'm, you know, what are you doing? You're weird. You're bothering us. We're trying to sleep.
You know? Thank you, Joe Lumberg. He's the best. Oh, my goodness gracious. He's the marathon man. Hey, Larry Elder is the man. You know Larry, nationally syndicated radio talk show host right here on Salem on 7 p.m. AM 970, The Answer. But we're going to get into the news of the day, talk about Larry's Uncle Tom documentary. And he and I doing those Relief Factor spots. Had a blast with Larry in Seattle. And we're coming right back at you. Don't you go away.